Welcome to my 9th episode. This is number 9. Wow, these numbers are getting hard. My name is Georgia, and this is the American Dream Podcast. Enjoy. What? This is our second running audio experience, and you should be running right now, right? Well, all right, if you're not, I'm gonna count you out. Ready? On your marks, get set, go. I gotta say, I'm really starting to like these running episodes, and I hope you do too. I hope you're actually running. Maybe you're walking, or maybe you're just moving around, and that's okay. But eventually, I want you to start running. Around your backyard, your apartment, maybe at the park, at the track, wherever you're running, and you're listening to me right now, good. You're moving. You got up off the couch and you're doing what 99% of the rest of the world, they won't do it. You're moving forward. It's getting you across new starting lines, and it's a victory, all right? It's a reminder that you, my friend, you're in control of your life. Because today, you made a choice to come out here and run with me. Okay, well, not with me, but you know what I mean. You made that choice. And you are the one that's choosing to keep this effort easy. Yes, easy. Because you know that the best effort right now is an easy one. Start slow. Every step and every stride is another choice by you to keep going. You control that. Own that control. Hold it tight. Because when things getting out of hand, when things truly get out of hand, we all need things to hold on to. We have the ability to begin and end things, or to start things over. Which also means that we have the ability to see things through. Complete, achieve, win, strive. We still have the ability to be our best. I know I'm getting really deep really early into this run, but maybe this is it for you. This is the run you needed, and I need this run. I got you. I felt that too. That's why I'm here. Not to tell you what you want to hear, but to tell you what you need to hear when you need to hear it. And you need to hear what I'm saying right now. This positive movement that's happening right now is all because of you. You press start. You found the energy, the strength, and the guts to begin this run. And guess what? Not only is this helping you, it's helping me and also the people around you. How? Well, you're using energy, right? Energy is what people feed from. Let me explain this. They see you run and they think to themselves, you know, maybe I should go for a run later. I've been slacking lately. Your energy to move doesn't just disappear. It doesn't just get wasted. That energy you have and you had before this run is turned into something positive. So right now it's getting recycled by others. They see, they hear, and they feel that energy that you're using and you're putting out. And who knows, they take your energy and make it their own, and then they move. It could be in the form of a run, of a walk, or maybe just a phone call to one of their friends that's running low on energy. Could be that they take in the energy that you put out in the world, and they sing in the shower. I don't care what they do with it. I only care what you do with it. Alright, I think you've heard enough about energy now. I'm about to put you on a music break, which means you keep running and I'll be back. We're almost 5 minutes done with this run, which means we only have like 15 minutes left. Give me some good effort here and I'll be back. I'm back, and I want you to be running easy still. And I know that sometimes even running easy isn't so easy to do. So let's talk some running form here. Let's do a quick systems check, All right? This is what I want you to do. We're going to start from the top down. First, I want you to make sure that mentally you're running easy. And you could do that by doing some self-talk, some self-coaching, some positive conversation between you and yourself. Support yourself. All right, now moving down to those shoulders. Don't have them bunched up. Have them down and relaxed. That's where your shoulders should naturally be. Your arms should be swinging forward. All right, this should be make sure you're swinging back and forth. Your hands should be like loosely swinging by your hips. Make sure you have a slight, all right, key word here, slight lean forward. Not a hunch forward, but not a lean back. Just a slight lean forward. You could do that by having your chin just leading your chest slightly. If you could do that, then your feet are going to be landing where they're supposed to, okay? And you're going to be helping your run instead of hindering your run. It took me such a long time to realize that running form actually helps. So that's what I'm here to do, all right? So you've got some stuff to work on. I'm gonna leave you alone for a little bit, and I'll be right back. We're 6 minutes done here. If you're huffing and puffing, you're wrong. I need you to control your breathing because I have a question for you. And we think clearly when we're relaxed. All right, so here's my question. It's a big one. How are you doing? Good? Okay? Not okay? Whatever the answer is to that question, it's a great answer as long as you're being honest. That question, how are you doing? It's the most important question I got today. It's the one that starts every meeting, every run, every training session in my life. How are you doing? Everything that happens after that question gets answered and is inspired by the answer. So when I ask you, how are you doing? Answer the question and be honest. I know it's not easy, I get it. But we're not running so the run gets easier and easier. We run so we can take harder and harder challenges, like speed runs and long runs and races, marathons, hills and trails, and runs in hot and humid weather or freezing and snowing weather. You know that. I know you know that. I know you know that the human body's built to adapt and overcome. But here's something you might not know. I think we're also running so we can get to know ourselves better. So we can talk to and listen to ourselves while we challenge ourselves. I literally have some of my most important conversations with myself on runs. Convos about content, about design, about recruiting, and about my life. I can think so much clearer on runs. I can think clear about how I'm doing in life. So when I ask you, how are you doing? I'm challenging you and pushing you to be honest with your current situation. It's not easy, I already said that. But now you know that that's why you're here with me on this I need this run. So we can figure it out. Whatever that state of mind you were in before you started the run, it's not going to be the same after the run. Because at least by the end of it, we will be a better version of ourselves, and I promise you that. We get better at doing harder things. That doesn't mean hard things get easy. It just means that we are capable of getting through hard runs, hard workouts, hard days, hard moments, and hard conversations. We learn that we can recover from hard things. We can heal. We can fill in those holes and become whole again. We can take another starting line and crush it, another run and complete it. Begin another day with another attitude. So take some time here and take on something hard, a conversation with yourself, an honest one. So ask yourself right now, how are you doing? And I'll be right back to take this run home. I'm interrupting your conversation with yourself. Just want to check in and let you know we're almost 10 minutes done, which means we have 10 minutes to go. Halfway there. Too easy, right? All right, I'm out again. You keep talking to yourself. Oh, and by the way, I think you're pretty badass. Flying by here. And did I already say thank you? Well, thank you for starting and continuing this run. And here's the thing, right? I mentioned in the beginning that this run may be not even be a run. It may be a walk or all sorts of movement. It might have been on and off, heel sprints, lunges, a workout on the treadmill. It doesn't really matter to me. What matters is that you showed up. That's what matters. Some days, that's all we could do. Just show up. Raise our hand, check in, and say we're here. But showing up is everything. If you don't show up, I'm all alone. So like it or not, we're together in this. And that means we both have a chance to get better. And today we both did. You came out, you showed up, and ran. And I started another podcast. We both got better because you showed up. So thank you for that. And thank you for moving. I'm not sure how much ground you covered, and I don't know how fast you moved. I can't see your distance or duration, and I really can't even see your pace, but I don't need to. If you did what you could today, that's all I can ask for. Because what you can always do is give it your best that you could give at that moment. It doesn't always mean it's your best ever. That's such a lie. It's such a common myth. Giving your best doesn't mean it will be your fastest run ever. Giving your best doesn't mean it will be your longest run either. Sometimes your best run might even mean no run at all. Listen, you don't need to run every day to be a runner every day. Does that make sense? Anyways, bring this run home. You can do it. See you at the finish line. About me, right? Yep, I'm still here. I'm still in your ear. Yes, sir. Let me bring y'all back to my start of, you know, the running thing, the whole runner and the running challenge and all that, because I am not a runner. One, two, I hate running. But I quickly found out that the field that I'm in, the military, you know, to keep my career, it requires me to run. So again, going back to basic training, I realized I am not a runner so quickly. I mean, I played soccer all 4 years of high school and some college, but in basic training is a different type of running. It's formation running. And so it's just something about it that it's like there's no freedom to how you could run. It's in cadence and it's on rhythm and it's how, you know, everybody else is running. So it's different. And I realized I need to run more, and I'm definitely out of shape. And mind you, I went to basic training when I was seventeen years old. So there's no way why I shouldn't be in shape. You know, there was no excuse for me back then. So after I got out of basic training, seeing back and realizing, wow, I was literally a freaking loser. I couldn't keep up with like my battle body was like, I think 29 at the time, and she was smoking me, dude. Like, she was a beast at running and working out in general, but so beast that I looked up to her and I was like, you know what, I'm gonna become her. and hopefully be able to run, you know, without huffing and puffing. The thing I was saying before, and mindful running, like watching my form and watching my breathing and technique running, right? And so I started doing it more, and that's the only way you're gonna learn. This is the whole purpose of these podcasts, right? The running audio experiences is for you to not make the same mistakes I did when I was running. Some of y'all might be like experienced runners. You might be good at running. So thanks for being here. Like, you know, send me a message and let me know what else do you want to see, right? I'm planning on bringing on a lot more speed runs and challenge runs and stuff like that. But right now, I want to keep it easy because we do have a couple new people running. So trying to catch you all up to speed and bring it home. But as I'm talking here, we're coming closer and closer to that finish line. So stay strong, stay the course. We're almost done. I'll be right back. Before we go, I just want to give you some tips, all right? Because even the most talented athletes can get discouraged sometimes. This is an I need this run. It's difficult to stay motivated and remain in a healthy mindset while training, okay? When you're focusing too much on the results, on the numbers, on the pace, on the distance, you're kind of comparing your abilities to others. And just like generally being too hard on yourself or negative about like your own performance. I said something before and I mean it. You showed up today. That is what matters, okay? I challenge you to stay positive and try not to compare yourself to others or continually beat yourself up over your own performance. You're gonna fail again and again and again. And then guess what? You're gonna start getting better. You just gotta change your thinking pattern and remember to tell yourself how strong and capable you are of completing your own workouts. At the end of the day, you have done something, and I'll say it again, 99% of these people on this planet will not do today. They will not get out there and move, okay? I don't want to say run, but they will not get out there and move because, you know, staying on the couch is better, okay? You have to stay positive while training. You got to, you know, be mindful and remember, stay focused and positive on your running journey. This is just the beginning. And when you feel like you don't have it, it's okay to take a rest day. Because each move has to have a purpose, from opening to closing. Recharge, it's okay to do that, all right? Even on this 20-minute, and by the way, this 20-minute run could be your day off. It could be somebody's best or day off. Like, there's endless possibilities for working out, okay? So unlock that endless motivation with your why. Find that strong sense of purpose. Link it to better physical and mental health. And that's gonna create longevity and good health and a good life, long, healthy life, all right? Keep that driving force that gives you meaning and keeps you moving. Seconds left, and before I count you down again, I want to say thank you. You started, you continued, and you finished this freaking run, man. And I'm proud of you, so thank you. All right, I'll be running this run soon, so I know exactly how it feels. All right, so get ready, I'll be counting you down soon. All right, you can stop running in 5, 4, 3, 2. 1. Good job. You did it. You freaking did it. All right. Yell it out loud. Put it on your story on Instagram. Tag me. Tell your friends. Come back and do it again. All right. Thanks for joining me today. Have a good one.